And good Monday morning, live from the downtown area of Coffeyville. It is the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm Sam Speck. Glad you are with us as we are joined in studio by Mr. Bob Archer and Dave Parker, a.k.a. Santa Bone, as we are here today this morning to talk a little bit about the Let Freedom Ring, Sing and Swing. You guys have got quite your couple of performances coming up, but one here locally in the SEK. And so let's talk a little bit about it. Real quick, you guys have been doing this for quite some time here, so we'll get to know each other a little bit better. Bob, tell us a little bit more about yourself, how long you've been doing these performances, where did it all start, and why are we bringing it up to Independence?
Well, that's a great question. Good morning, Sam. We've been doing this for 25 years, but personally, I'm a trumpet player. I've been playing music since fifth grade, and I'm a lot older than fifth grade now. Been doing this for a long time. I love big band music. I love all the trumpets and the trombones and the saxophones and the rhythm section, and we're bringing it to Independence because of David Parker, who's sitting right here in the studio with us, and he's one of our trombone players, and he lives right here in the area. So we're bringing it here so that we could have a chance to play for the home crowd here. And we have a couple other players that are in the band that also live in the area. We have Kyle, and we have Kyle, on tuba, lives in Independence, and Alan McKenzie is also an Independence guy, and he's a saxophone player. So we have good representation up here with the Tulsa Praise Orchestra.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and Dave, we were talking just a little bit a moment ago as well. You play in the Mid-Continent Band up there in Independence. You also play for the local band here in Coffeyville. So you definitely have been around. People know you if they've seen your performance-wise, and happy to bring it here. Dave, tell us a little bit about yourself. Obviously, it's in the name. Santa Bone,
right.
So trombone player there. Has it been a thing, a part of your life basically since you were a kid?
Right, trombone, I picked it up. My dad actually was in World War II, and he bought a silver trombone, sterling silver trombone with the GI Bill when he got out of the service. And because he loved the trombone, he heard some trombonists when he was over in Europe, and he just fell in love with the instrument. And kind of that's the rest of the story. He had it stuck in his bedroom closet, and I was like every kid snooping around, found the horn one day and got it out and put it up on the bed and stuck it there and started tooting on it, and you know, that's the rest of the story. I've been
absolutely
on the other end of the horn on the mouthpiece since about third grade.
Well, there
and
you
then
go.
He always paid for me to have private instruction, really, from the time I was about in fourth grade all the way through till I, you know, left to go to college.
Yeah, well, and you got to appreciate that encouragement as well, because I was a kid as well, always trying to grab something that makes noise, something, and then, hey, you ended up being pretty good at it, so you got to appreciate the encouragement behind. Now, Bob, let's talk a little bit about behind, you know, as a whole. I believe this is the Tulsa Orchestra. What is it as a whole? And then tell me a little bit about your track history, because you guys have played around the nation.
We have. You know, obviously we play a lot in Oklahoma, but we also have been to a lot of different states. The actual physical name of the band is the Tulsa Praise Orchestra. We were started as a gospel big band, but over the years we've expanded our repertoire. We do gospel and patriotic shows. We did a lot of, played a fair amount of political events, like presidential campaigns. Ted Cruz, when he came through a bunch of states, we played some of his rallies. Yeah. And we've done some stuff for Vice President Dick Cheney and different ones over the years.
Right.
Our big show is we did, in fact, this show we're doing here on Sunday is patterned after one we did in New York City for the 125th anniversary of the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, yeah.
And we played right there on the statue, on the island, on Liberty Island, by the Statue of Liberty. And it's called, you know, Let Freedom Ring, Sing, and Swing. And because, hey, we're a swing band, big band swing band. But it's really more than that. It's not just swing band. We have a full 40-piece choir that's going to be with us. We have some headliners, singers that are going to be with us. One gentleman coming in from Florida. His name is Dave Boyer. He's a legend in the gospel music field. And we have Ernestine Dillard, who is the woman who helped heal America. That's what she's known as, the woman who helped heal America after she sung for the bombing memorial in Oklahoma City in 1995. And then Colleen Thompson is another one of her headliners, and she has done honor flights. She's been to Washington, D.C. with honor flights. She sings a lot with them. And so we just got a fun show. It's good for the whole family. And we love playing music, and we love getting together as a group. Some of these guys have been with us for 25 years. We're getting old.
Older.
Well, And you can tell the passion behind it as well. And I believe we were talking off the air a little bit. Mr. Boyer worked with names like such as Frank Sinatra. Is that correct?
Yeah, he worked in a nightclub when he was young, and it was a nightclub owned by the mafia, mafia guy. There's a book about it, and he hosted the Today Show, guest hosted the Today Show back in the 50s, and he sings today with guys like Pat Boone. They do telethons together. But he and Frank Sinatra used to go backstage between concerts, and they would work on phrasing together. So you can hear when he sings some of that influence that he and Frank, you know, you can hear a lot of that. Sometimes he bristles a little bit because he didn't want to be compared to Frank because he is the real deal in his own right.
Absolutely.
But he is 84 years young, sings like he's a much younger voice, an incredible singer. He just came back from a tour in Cuba 2 weeks ago when he was on tour, singing all over Cuba on a religious visa, which is very unusual. We got a good lineup.
He's 84, sounds more active than I am.
I mean,
it's unbelievable.
More active than I am, for sure. He swims every day and keeps his pipes at work, you know, his vocal pipes working.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit, maybe, you know, for people and listeners out there that don't necessarily, I know you kind of have a new influence to it here, but a big band, what does that necessarily comprise of? And then also the whole swing side of it as well. Kind of explain that.
Oh, absolutely. A big band, we're going to have 6 trumpet players. We got some really strong trumpet players. We have 4 trombones. We have a tuba. We have a French horn. We have 5 saxophones, you know, 2 pianos. We have a bass guitar. We have drummer. We have percussion. So when you think of big band, it's just a kind of a swing style music. But not all the music we play is swing style. We do different styles. Mm-hmm. And we'll do some of the things like God Bless the USA. And what's some of the song titles? You're a Grand Old Flag.
Grand Old Flag, yeah.
Grand Old Flag.
Statue of Liberty.
Statue of Liberty.
Which, isn't that the one, didn't Bob Holtzman, our director, arrange that? It's an in-house arrangement.
It's a special arrangement. When we went to play at the Statue of Liberty, Sam, our conductor, Bob Holtzman, he put a new song together based on the gospel song of the year in 1976, and we performed it on the Liberty Island. We're also going to do a narration. I haven't told you about this, but we're going to do a narration.
Oh, yeah.
Got named Jack Spratt. It's his real name, nursery rhyme name, but he does a dramatic narration set to music. It's about the founding of the writing of the Star Spangled Banner by Francis Scott Key. In fact, we performed it for the 200th anniversary in Baltimore. So we're going to do that at this show as well. It's really, really something. We've done that at a lot of schools over the years, too.
Yeah, sounds pretty neat. Well, I mean, like you said, he's got the nerd. It's a radio name, even. It just kind of rolls off the tongue
Jack
nicely.
Jack Spratt.
Jack Spratt. It rolls off the tongue nicely. So, great. I'm glad he'll be the one taking you through it. So, you know, in terms of, you know, first impression when people think big band, we were kind of talking about this a little bit off of the year. How much has it changed, really, since back in the 40s and 50s compared to what we were going to hear over the weekend?
Well, we kind of think of it more of a show because we have a lot of variety in there. You know, back in the 40s, you know, sometimes when I think of the term big band, I think of the, you know, 1940s, 1930s music, something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think we have a little bit more power. We have a little bit more contemporary, you know, courting and things like that. We do some music that a lot of the music that we do is actually arranged by a very famous composer. His name is Ralph Carmichael, who's a good friend of the band, who lives in California now. He's in his 90s, but he wrote the song Born Free. Remember that song, Born Free? Very famous song. He co-wrote that with Roger Williams. And with some of the music we do, is he just puts contemporary stylings onto some of the music.
Hey, Bob, he wrote a lot of music for national television networks, as well as like theme songs. And the theme song for the I Love Lucy show is one of his compositions that he wrote.
I forget about that.
And Lucille
and
Ball.
Make Room for Daddy, and he wrote music for Bonanza, some of those old
Bonanza
TV shows.
Yeah, that was the other one I was trying to think of.
Bonanza, yes. And my favorite movie that he did the soundtrack for was The Blob.
That's right.
The Blob.
Yeah, you said that before. I remember that.
Okay, I did. I've never seen it. Okay.
Track history here as well. We talked a little bit about Boyer. Let's talk about a couple of the other artists here. I guess we'll start with Ernestine and then go to Colleen as well. Really, they've made a huge impact, especially Ernestine. I believe that was the one that did the singing and, you know, the voice that healed America or whatever the saying was after the OKC bomb.
She, in 19... 19- 95, somewhere around 1995 or a little before that, she won a music contest. It was thousands of people. It was called the Savannah Music Festival. It was a singing competition, and she won that, and she did a tour with actress Della Reese. That was like the grand prize. But then in 1995, after the bombing in Oklahoma City, she came out and sang for the memorial service. This is the national service where the president came in and all that, and they had this huge choir. And honestly, she knocked it out of the ballpark with her singing. And people started calling the governor's office, wanting to know who this woman was who touched them deeply with her song. And it was God Bless America. It was a medley. So she's really, the newspapers and the radio stations picked up on the story. They started calling her the woman with the voice who helped heal America. And she is a lot more than that, but that's kind of her signature deal. And we're going to recreate that very song with the choir and the orchestra and Ernestine this coming Sunday night in Independence.
Well, there you go.
I'm very excited about that.
I mean, you guys are bringing it from, you know, the somewhat of the same performance like in the 2011 when you were at Liberty Island. You've got Ernestine doing some of her performances as well. And then Colleen Thompson, does she bring in anything special in as well?
Or well, is a couple just things. Colleen is a more of a local singer, but yep. She has done some national things. She does work with the Honor Flight, so she's actually sings for some of their events, and she's taken personal trips to Washington, D.C. with some of the Honor Flights military veterans that have taken those trips. She actually leads, she's our choral director, so she actually leads our chorus, and she runs, it's a group called the Frontline Singers, and she is the head of that. And but so she's an amazing singer. She's just so versatile. We throw anything at her and she knows it, which is really, really nice to have.
Yeah, convenient for you guys, I'm sure.
Very convenient. Yeah, as a trumpet player, I know the words to nothing.
Yeah.
I know exactly. The notes, I just don't know the words.
Well, absolutely. So it sounds like an absolutely fantastic show, program, even if you're not really into big bands. It's kind of a culmination, like you said, of the last 25 years and a lot of special events that you guys have been able to do. And very, very lucky to have it here so close to Coffeyville up in Independence. Let's talk about those nitty-gritty details about where exactly it is happening, what time. You said it was on Sunday, but where in Independence is it happening?
Well, it's at the Memorial Hall. It's at the Civic Center, and it's this Sunday, the 30th, and it starts at 6 p.m. Now, you have to have a ticket, but the tickets are absolutely free, okay? And at this point here, just a week before, you can just show up and we'll let you in. David will be there in his Santa outfit, and he'll let you in. I hope. Yeah. If you're on the nice list and not the naughty list, he'll let you in.
Well, and full discretion, he doesn't even need the Santa outfit, and you know exactly who Santa Bone is.
So I get kids calling me. Hi. Coming up to me all the time in Walmarts and places, hi Santa, all year long.
I really hope you throw that red suit on when it comes Christmas time. So either way, again, it's coming up this Sunday. In terms of, you said they're free tickets, but if people would like to maybe reserve them in advance, is there ways to do that?
Or? Yeah, that's really easy. You can go on to ringsingswing.com, ringsingswing.com, and we'll send you an e-ticket. Or we'll hold them at the door. So it's pretty easy. We've got a ton of tickets out, so we expect a pretty good audience there. But we can always have room for one more.
Absolutely.
Two more.
Well, we got a handful of them right here. We've got our open line program, which actually gets started here in just a couple of minutes, and then also on our morning country show. So we'll be handing these out left and right, and we'll get some of our listeners up there for you guys as well. So in terms of the Tulsa Praise Orchestra, obviously, you know, time flies. This weekend's going to be come, here, and gone. Where is the best place to get information about the Tulsa Orchestra, or Praise Orchestra, excuse me? I mean, do you guys have a website specific,
sure,
or is it the same Swing website?
No,
or?
We have a website. It's TulsaPraise.com, okay. And it's Tulsa, PRAISE.com, TulsaPraise.com.
Absolutely. Well, again, I will be encouraged to hear a lot of great news out of you, Mr. Bob Archer, as well as Dave, and if I can get up there this Sunday, certainly I will take a peek at that performance there. Again, that's Bob Archer and Dave Parker, or Santa Bone, of this performance coming up this Sunday. Gentlemen, thanks so much.
You're quite welcome.
Our pleasure.
We enjoyed it.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.